To connect your call, press 6.
Hello.
Hello. Are you back again?
Yeah, sorry for disconnecting the line.
Yeah, okay, well, I just have to disconnect some connection that somebody had to me on my phone to answer the phone, then I assume that was our connection that we set up before, but, yeah, so what do you want me to do now?
Now, open your Google once again in your computer.
It's open.
Okay, and can you please put me on a speaker in your phone?
You are on the speaker on my phone.
And come back to your main screen and open your Anydex in your phone. Open your Anydex.
On my main screen?
Yes, in your phone. You can see the Anydex application in your phone.
So tell me, how do you get a name Mike with an accent like yours?
Sorry?
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally in Australia, sir. What happened?
Your name's not Mike Wilson, is it?
Who told you my name is not Mike Wilson?
Well, that's you. You don't sound like Mike Wilson.
My accent,
I tell you. Okay, so any desk is open, right? But
it's,
where
it's
are
your
you from?
In Sydney. And if your Anydex is open, now, once again, you receive a security warning.
Yes, and before I go anywhere else, I want some more info from you, okay? Because my phone is showing you're ringing from Adelaide. So, do you want to explain that?
So, some hackers are showing you the problem. Some hackers are showing you the name is showing you I'm calling from another country and another place, but I'm calling
I can't do this anymore. Sorry, but I don't feel comfortable with where you're going. Where are you trying to take me through this screen?
I'm not taking your screen, sir. I'm just connected to a eBay server. Now, can you please click on allow, and it's just click on it's showing you.
I'm aware of the risk and accept.
Yes, click on I'm aware of that. Then click on accept one more time and it's showing you start now.
Yes, it's on any desk, yes. Hey, do you want me to push screen broadcast or start broadcast?
Click on start broadcast. Now swipe your screen bottom to up. Swipe your screen very bottom to up. Okay?
Oh, I don't like fucking doing this, mate. I'm feeling really uncomfortable.
Why are you uncomfortable, sir? I'm not asking any personal detail over the call. If I'm asking any kind of personal details, then you simply hang up my call. I will show you some problem in your computer.
Okay. Okay, so you want me to swipe up and get rid of this screen?
Okay, now just swipe your screen in your phone. First, you swipe your screen at very bottom to up in your phone.
Yes.
Okay, now you come back to your main screen, right?
Yes.
Okay, now open your Google in your computer. Open your Google.
Yes, yeah, it's open.
If you open your Google, now you can see the top of your screen. It is showing you. So search.
That's right, yep.
Now, can you please tap over the V like a Victor?
Spell that again?
Tap V like a Victor, letter V.
V, yeah. Hello?
And after V, tap A for Apple?
Yep.
What you tap, sir?
V, I.
With V for Victor, A for Apple.
Yes.
And after it, tap L for Lima.
Yes.
Then tap I for Indiago.
I for what?
I for echo, or like I for ice.
Yes. Hello.
And after I type D for doctor, letter D.
Yes.
And after D, type A for apple, letter A.
Yes.
And after A, type T for Tony, letter T.
Yes.
And after T, type O for Oscar, letter O.
Yes.
Then type R for Roger.
Yes.
Now, tell me what you type.
Validator.
Now, click on Enter.
Click on Validator.
Click on Enter. Click on the Enter button.
Yes.
If you click on Enter, now what come up over your screen?
The W3C Markup Validation Service.
Yes, it is showing you the W3C Markup Validation Service, right?
W3C Markup Validation Service, yes.
Click on it.
Yes.
And do the same thing in your phone. Do the same thing in your phone.
What do you mean, there's a phone? What do you want me to click on in the phone?
And you're just doing. Open. Yes, yeah. You can see at the bottom is showing your Safari in your phone, right?
Yes.
Open your Safari and open a new tab.
Okay.
If you open a new tab, now
is
type in
the search window.
Yes, type
the
in the
validator again.
Yes, type a validator in your phone. Now click on go. Now what? Yes.
Okay, now what? Yes. We're both the same scan. It says validate by IOURI and then an address.
And now I will explain you what is a validator. Validator is a security app website from Australia government. Okay. Now you can see the very top of your screen is it showing you the address. Do you see the address?
No, it's not. There's no address here.
In front of address, you can see it's showing you the blank box. A blank box in front of address.
Yes. Yes.
Now, can you please tap over there, tap over there, eBay.com.
Okay, in the address list, you want me to put eBay.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
Type ebay.com in the address box.
Yeah, done. And then just push check.
Yes, click on check.
That was on the computer, or do you want me to do it on the phone as well?
Do it in your phone. Do not use your computer. Do it in your phone.
Okay. I was going to use my computer. Okay. So ebay.com, yeah?
Yes. Now click on go. Yes, click on go. If you click on go now,
okay. Now it's coming up. It says connection is gone. Proceed. Yeah. Okay.
Now what come up?
NUHT Hotmail checker.
And the bottom is showing you error and a warning. Error and a warning.
Yeah. It says error there, yes.
And how many errors? And how many error do you see?
Only one.
Only one.
And then there's info in green, but there's only one that says error.
And there's a whole lot of warnings.
Well, it's just got info, and there's
Your eBay is not safe. You can see over phone. Your eBay is not be safe. Your eBay is being compromised and error in your eBay account. And you not have an eBay account. You tell me before.
Yeah, no, I don't have an eBay account.
And I told you someone used your detail and authorized the transaction. And you can see over server your error. You can see the error is showing you in your eBay. Now what you need to do?
Yeah.
Yes. Now you need to do, you need to just go to your address box once again. Go to your address box once again.
Yeah. Okay, so you want me to get out of this one?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, down on the address box down the bottom, it's still there, yeah, okay, yeah.
Click on go.
Type in. Is there any? Sorry, what do you want me to type in the address box?
Type validator once again. And is it showing you the top? Is it the W3C Markov validation?
Yes.
Click on the W3C.
Yes.
And now do you see showing you the address once again? Is it showing you the address once again?
Yes.
Now type the name of your bank. Type the name of your bank and check your bank is being secure or not.
So how do I just my bank in there?
Yes, type the name of your bank and do not tell me.
No.
Type the name of your bank
and just put go.
Put .com. Type the name of your bank then put .com.
Oh, I didn't push .com. I just pushed go and it's going.
Okay, if you're not push .com, now look at the very bottom. Look at the very bottom on the left hand side. Is it showing the back arrow? Click on the back arrow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going back.
Now,
so
hold for a minute.
The drop stone.
Hold for a minute. Talk to my senior. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, now what am I do, sir? Am I just transferred to call to my anti-hacking department team? Okay, he will guide you and explain you each and everything.
Oh, come on.
Hello.
Hi.
Right. Who are you? Oh, this is Ron Davis from the anti-fraud department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not good. So, Ron Davis, how do you get a name like that? That sounds like crap. Right? You're going to give me a fake employee number from eBay again, are you?
You will get each and everything, sir, but before that, you need to understand there will be some unauthorized charges has been made from your Visa debit card, which is related to your Commonwealth Bank, all right? And that's why we have just
Hang on a second, Guys, it was related to my what bank?
Commonwealth, sir, Commonwealth Bank.
Okay, so what are you going to do for me? I've got a couple of different banks that I've got to go
to. I understand. We know that, sir, we know that. But
and
we need
to
be talking
to you guys for nearly a fucking hour, and I don't trust who you are. Well, tell me you've got Ron Davis' name. Give me some ID where I can confirm it.
Sir, don't shout on me. I just want to explain you. First of all, let me verify all the things to you, and then we were going to provide you the confirmation email from the eBay headquarters where everything will be mentioned, all right?
No, I don't like it. I don't trust you. I don't trust who I'm talking to now.
I have already told you, sir. I have already told you. You are going to receive the confirmation email. Okay, let me just...
Send me an email now.
Correct. Yes. So first of all, you just do one thing. You go to your home screen onto your mobile phone. You go to your home screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I'm on my home screen.
Yeah. Now open up the settings onto your mobile phone. Normal settings. The settings application.
I don't like this.
I am going to verify myself to you, sir. And again, you need to open the settings.
So why are you doing this with me, right? Why can't I just cancel that thing? Because if I bought it, I've done it through my bank account.
Sir,
tell me why I can't do that.
Sir.
I'm not giving you access anymore.
You are
not
giving me any of the access. You need to understand that your information has been compromised, which we need to just cancel. I'm not asking you to provide me any of your details over the line. I am going to verify your details. What do you don't like?
Your fucking body, yeah, that's what's happening.
Sorry?
Right? you give me an address, right?
Yes.
From that circumstance.
Oh, my God. That's why I am going to providing you block your information by my own. Try to understand.
Okay, well, give it to me. Give me some information.
That's why I told you, please open up your settings so you can verify those things by your end. I'm not asking you to tell me from your end. Open
you
up
want
the
me
normal.
To open my settings on my phone?
Correct.
I'm in settings.
Yeah, now look at the top. Can you see? Your name has been written over there.
Yes.
Yeah, click on to your name. And let me just verify you, your email, each and everything. And you will get to see, you will just simply verify it by your own end. Click on to your name, sir.
No, thanks.
Like, what happened? Did I ask you to provide me your details? What is the reason? Why are you being suspicious?
Because you're asking me to go into stuff, right?
Oh my God, I'm not telling you to go anywhere. You need to just click on your name. There will be your email.
You're an Indian bloke and you're coming by the name of Ron Davis.
Oh my God. You need to understand that. In Australia,
yeah,
you know that. The people are hiring the Asian guys for in the low pay scale. You need to understand that. Do you
I'm not giving
go
you
into
any
war?
More details.
You are not giving me. You. Oh my right. God. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me.
I'll
have
to check later on.
So you can do that. You can do that, but
no.
I understand that a hacker or any unwanted person never calls you or never comes to your doorstep or asks your permission to steal your information.
That's exactly what you're doing. I'm going to ring you back, okay? I've got your number. I'll ring you back. I'm going to talk to the bank.
You can just do that, sir, but what about your information?
See you later. What about what?
What about your information? Somebody has already stolen your information and tried to register it to the various platforms. You are thus just thinking about your funds. You are just thinking about your $200 or $300, but you are not understanding what if you talk to your bank. Okay, that's your choice. You talk to your bank.
See you later. You ring me back.
Oh, my God. Try to understand. I'm not asking you.
I don't know. Give me your phone number, please.
You can write down the phone number.
Yes.
It's 04.
Yes.
302.
Yes.
62.
Yes.
391.
Okay. And your address?
We are based on Sydney.
Yeah, address.
It will be Sydney 2000.
What is the address of where you're ringing from?
I have told you, you are going to receive all
you
the
don't
details.
Have address. You
oh my God!
God. Yeah.
Oh.
See you later,
oh my God! Oh my God!
I'll ring you back when I need to.
I want to ask you if. You